How y'all doing?
Good. Chilling.
Darius, do you feel like RB1's kind of been a foregone conclusion in the media? Does that make it personal for you?
No. I'm still out here to do what I was preparing to do.
What's that?
Train hard and do everything to the best of my ability.
Okay, the most important thing that you want to show while you're here this week?
Speed. So really focusing on a good 40 time.
How would you describe your strength?
Oh, I'm very powerful. On the field, one guy rarely ever tackles me. You know, at LSU, we don't really pass the ball much, so I can't really speak on my receiving end. Just not how we operate our offense, but I'm pretty good receiving as well. I'll show you guys that tomorrow as well.
Does seeing Leonard have success as a receiver maybe, you know, help boost your confidence, maybe, you know, show other teams that just because you're at LSU doesn't mean you can't be a pass-catching back?
I mean, right. You know, a lot of guys, you know, say I can't catch and stuff just because, you know, on film I don't really catch as much because we don't throw the ball. You know, I feel like people shouldn't really speak on things they don't really see much of, you know, so.
How tough was it finally getting, you know, the opportunity to be the guy this year but then having to deal with the injuries?
I mean, it happens. You know, it's football. I had to get adjusted to that role last year when Leonard was out with injuries. So I pretty got adjusted to that role early last year. In this past season, you know, injuries suck, but, you know, you got to fight through it and keep going. I mean, I got to show them the receiving drills tomorrow, you know.
Do you have to work on your route running or anything since you get through much of it, or is that just kind of there and you're just waiting to show
people? I mean, I'm pretty sure everybody worked on the route running for the drills and stuff. That's just about it. Not at all. Focusing on the drills. Got to lead the family at home.
But how much of your upbringing is who you are, though? It seems like, you know, obviously you run with a lot of passion. I know you've talked about your story in the past and what happened growing up. And, how much of that is do you bring with you as a player, you think?
I pretty much bring all of it with me as a player. You know, I think about the struggles, you know, I encountered with early in life and how my mom struggled, you know, as a single parent. You know, raising me and my older brother. And, you know, I just want better for her and myself. And, you know, I run with that passion on the field because I just don't want me and my mom to struggle anymore.
Yeah, how do you stay out of all the bad stuff? I mean, you had friends and family and who got caught up in it. How did you steer clear of it?
Football. Just made myself busy with football all day. You know, so I stayed out the streets. I was inside most of the time where I had practice. Football really changed my life. It really brought me in a different direction. So instead of the bad guys in the hood trying to drag me along with them, you know, I was more like the little brother that, you know, was on the good side. So, you know, their main job was to mainly protect me because they knew I was, you know, doing something good. So they never tried to drag me along to do bad stuff.
So can you drag people along in your direction now that you're going to make it big?
I mean, once you're in that street lifestyle, it's pretty hard to get out of it. So, you know, I can't keep doing so much to get you out of it and then drag myself into it. So there's only so much I can do.
Sure. But I mean, you know, the next generation of kids, you know, the 5- and 6- and 8-year-olds who kind of watched you grow up, do you think maybe you can be a role model for those kids?
I mean, sure. You know, we're role models for kids all over, you know, that we don't even know, that we never see. You know, just got to keep leading by example. You know, I'm showing now that you can make it out in any situation. So when I do go back and give to the kids and stuff, you know, obviously I'm going to share my story if they don't know already and just uplift them and let them know that, you know, you can get out of any situation, never give up.
Darius, in your eyes, what makes you such a good pro prospect?
My ability to show a lot of strengths on the field, with my running ability. Like I said, we didn't really pass as much in college, you know, like other running backs do. But, you know, as a runner, you know, in between the tackles and stuff, you know, in my opinion, there's no one better than me in that area, point blank. I run hard. I hardly ever get tackled by one person, and I'm very powerful. I get a lot of hidden yardage.
LSU puts a lot of guys in the NFL. Do you think that helps you?
Yeah.
The reputation of the school?
No doubt. No doubt. That was one of the reasons I went to LSU.
With the Cleveland Browns, would you embrace the situation like that to a team that has good players, hasn't won many games, obviously, and is trying to turn it around?
Any team that trusts to draft me, I'm there.
But some people shy away from that.
To be honest, I don't care why they drafted two.
Terrence, is there an NFL running back or two whose playing style you kind of see yourself a little bit in?
Beast mode, the Skittle Man.
What do you see when you watch him play?
Now, I see angerness, man. I see somebody that refuses to go down. You know, when I run, I really think about him every time. You know, and when I go back and watch him, I'm like, man, I really run like this dude, man. Like, it's crazy. You know, because growing up, my favorite running back was Reggie Bush. You know what I mean? So, and then as I got older and started really studying running backs, I'm like, man, Beast Mode reminded me a lot of myself. So that's really who I like to watch a lot nowadays.
Why do you think some running backs go down easier than others?
I mean, a lot of guys say, you know, to protect themselves and stuff. You know, it's just one of those things. It's just how I run. You know, I just don't like going down on first contact. A lot of guys go down to protect themselves.
Where did that come from, that desire, you know, keep pushing, breaking tackles, running over guys?
That's just my football style. I've been playing like that since I was seven. So...
Sorry, you weighed in at 224, but you also mentioned you wanted to be able to run and show your speed tomorrow. Is the 224, that's a little bit of a bump from where you played the last couple of years, right?
Yeah, straight line speed and football playing speed different, so it's not going to really matter tomorrow.
Were you like in the 215 range, or where were you at playing-wise the last couple seasons, weight-wise?
Last season around 218, 219.
Your running style, which seemed to work well in the AFC North, hip a team from the AFC North.
You know what's crazy? I don't know which teams are in that division. I can't keep up with the divisions. It's kind of confusing to me.
Terrence, you talked about your physical playing style at LSU not passing a lot. You seem to morph that from playing style because you're facing more boxes than LSU. You say you're a team. That's going to be more your powerful style.
I'm actually glad that I had to face a lot of loaded boxes because you get a lot of that in the NFL as I watch. You know, they don't really – I mean, obviously, it's more of a pass threat, but 9 times out of 10, you know, I watched Jacksonville run a lot. Leonard was running against a lot of loaded boxes as well. I feel like it really prepared me for the next level, though, you know, so I know what they expect and what to be ready for going against NFL defenses.
Do you stay in touch with Leonard at any level?
Yes, sir. You know, I was actually talking to him, you know, the night before I got here, you know, asking him for advice and stuff, what I should focus on mainly coming to the combine. He was just, like, resting.
This is obviously a very deep and talented running back class this year. I'm just curious, what do you view as your strengths coming into the NFL?
I don't think it's
my strengths coming to the NFL?
What set you apart? What's your strengths?
It always depends on the player and who they are. There's no strength.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I leave that to you guys. Tell me what my strengths are.
What do you think you do well?
Different selections of the
There's nothing in particular you think you do well that suits you.
I mean, I kind of answered that question earlier, so.
What's it like? Trey White is a Louisiana guy. Ends up in Buffalo. Didn't know anything about Buffalo and ended up having a great year. You ever talk to Trey about that, about being in the league, depending where you go?
I was mainly asking him, how do you deal with playing in the snow like that? You know, and as I watched the film on him, he's dancing and stuff, and it's not like having fun. Like, I'm just like, how do you go from the south weather to that? And he was just like, man, it's football, man. I can't go out there and say I don't want to play, you know. So he just make everything fun, you know, and he's just happy he's drafted.
You know, Beast Mode started in Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
What's it been
those
like?
Those the youngin days.
What's it like going through this process with Daryl?
Man, I was just actually talking to Daryl, man. I'm so happy for Daryl, man. You know, he come a long way. He worked his way into getting invited to the combine. You know, it's just one of those guys, you know, that me and him talk about everything. You know, I see Nick Chubb and Sony here with each other. It's always good to be, you know, at a place like this with teammates, especially, you know, sharing the same position. You know, you kind of go through everything with each other because obviously we're in the same group. And, you know, just keep each other on the upside. You know, man, I want you to run this. You know, I want you to bench this. You know, it's actually, you know, a lot. It's upbringing. You know, it's actually better for you to have somebody that you're close to out here with you going through the process with you.
When you sit down with NFL teams to do the one-on-one interviews, what's the main message you want to get through to all of them?
If you don't draft me, I'm going to give you your defense hell.
Do you feel like Kamara and Hunt have helped reset the running back market, make you guys more of a priority?
Yes, sir. No doubt. Alvin did a great job, you know, being a compliment to Mark. You know, Kareem came out going crazy. You know, all the running backs, really, Todd Gurley, Leonard, like, they all, you know, went off this year. And, you know, it really did help the running backs, you know, showing everybody how we are, like, you know, one of the most important needs, you know, of offense. You know, that can be on the receiving end or just the running end. Like, they really helped us out a lot.
Don't you feel like you kind of compare favorably to those two guys, too?
Which ones?
Kamara and Hunt, shiftier pass catchers.
Yeah, I can actually see that. You know, hopefully you guys will see it more when I do get drafted, because we don't really show it much in college.
You know Alvin at all?
Yes, sir.
How close have you gotten maybe with past year?
Oh, man, we got close, man. We hung out a few times. You know, went and watched him a few times in the dome. We went and hung out, you know, ate with each other. I got advice from him on, you know, how is it like, you know, what's your day-to-day schedule and stuff. Just getting insights and stuff. And, you know, just seeing how he's so calm about everything and just, you know, like, man, it's easy, you know. So it's just one of those, you know, good things to have somebody close in the NFL, you know, to kind of, you know, keep you updated on what's going on, how you handle situations and stuff. One of those big brothers in my corner.
Yeah. Marshawn's got the whole Skittles thing. Maybe one day you could do like an advertising campaign for some sort of snack food. What's your choice for snack?
My favorite snack gotta be. I go with like a Milky Way or something. I'm in love with chocolate.
Very two-part question. Can you tell me what type of run blocking scheme you ran behind in college, and if you have a preference for one?
When I was a freshman and sophomore, we did a lot of I formation, so, you know, with a fullback, me behind a fullback, but I kind of prefer, you know, just single back, you know, because when you have a lead blocker, you know, on a goal line situation like that, you know, the play can get distorted a lot easier, and, you know, the track of you falling, a lead blocker can mess you up if he gets distorted in the backfield. I'd rather just be back there by myself and see everything and be able to make my own moves and cuts, you know, without having to worry about running into a blocker. So I like those run schemes, actually. It doesn't matter. I don't know. No clue.
It's hard to get here. What motivated you to get here?
Man, I never thought I'd be at the combine, man. This, you know, a lot of greats have been here. What motivated me to get here? As I mentioned earlier, you know, this one of the steps, you know, right before the NFL. You know, if I want to get to the NFL, you know, you got to go through a lot of processes like this. You know, whether me being a senior going to the NFLPA game or the Senior Bowl game. You got to go through these processes, man, and getting invited to the combine, you know, along with the other guys, you know, it tells you one of the best, you know, around the college football. And just going out here and show all y'all what we can do, you know, is all part of the process. You know, what motivated me to be here was, like I said earlier, knowing that I don't want to go back to the struggle. So,
if you were to land in a place like Buffalo, who's got an established running back like LeSean McCoy, would you be able to sit back and kind of learn and drink it in your rookie season?
Yes, sir. No doubt. That's what I came to LSU for. You know, I knew I was behind one of the best in Leonard Fournette. You know, I didn't want to come into college, you know, just wanting to play, you know, without really knowing, you know, the integrity of the plays and knowing what college is about. You know, a lot of people go to college just to play right away. You know, and I feel like, you know, I wanted to go to LSU to, you know, get everything that I could out of Leonard before he left, and then, you know, get my 1 year in before I leave. You know. It's all about learning. So,
did you meet with the Bills?
I did.
You did?
Yes. I met with the Jets. I met with both the Jets and the Giants.
So,
both.